When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. It's your man, the Marcus Harvey. And this is the Urban Legends Podcast with the Ghost Bros. Brought to you by Discovery Plus.
I am Juwan Mass, you know, the paranormal poppy, and I am one of the paranormal investigators from your favorite trio, the Ghost Brothers.
You cannot forget about me, baby. It's the bad boy of paranormal himself, Dalen Spratt. And welcome to our podcast. Have you missed us?
Of course they have. It's us. What you talking about?
Man, I hope so, because we have a great show in store for you today. Man, we have YouTube famous ghost hunters Sam and Kobe.
All right, so Sam and Kobe travel around haunted houses across the world and have been seen by millions of viewers. In fact, they started on Vine. Y'all remember Vine?
Wow.
Bro,
yeah.
That Vine seems like ages ago.
Well, they were on there when they were in high school, and then they moved to YouTube in 2014. Our Urban Legends covers something Sam and Kobe and us are very familiar with. It's the haunted homes. And wait for it. Of Lizzie Borden.
Whoa. So Sam and Kobe have actually visited the Lizzie Borden house.
As a reminder, Lizzie Borden was a woman tried and acquitted in 1892 for the axe murder of her father and stepmother in Massachusetts. No one else was charged in the murders, though.
So everybody thought she did it? How did that work out?
Well, she's guilty, you know. She is guilty.
Well, I mean, we don't know that, though, right? Like, several people have been, like, found guilty or something and not been guilty.
There's been a whole bunch of people that's been found guilty.
They've had documentaries.
They have projects like Innocent Project, Wrongful Conviction Podcast.
The Salem Witch Trials.
Right. Well, you know what? Actually, Jesus was falsely accused, too.
He was.
You know what? But she was still guilty. I ain't gonna play. Everybody else is innocent, but she guilty, though.
That's wild.
But you know what's wild, though? The guys actually have a personal connection to Lizzie. I mean, when they visited her home, some odd things started to happen.
One of the buddies of ours that we bring on all these trips is a cousin of Lizzie Borden, like a descendant of the actual axe murderer. And we go back and forth with stories with them all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting. But yeah, Lizzie Borden was one of the first times we had brought a medium along with us.
Okay.
And then at the Lizzie Borden house, there was just so many things that were just so spot on about the medium.
Wow. Wait, like what? So what you're asking about the medium, but what I'm thinking about is what the freak. I mean, like, their friend is related to an infamous axe murderer, bro.
When you think about it, ain't nothing, man.
When you think about it, it's just a little crazy.
Bruh, come on now. You can't say that that's not crazy.
Listen, like, I got a homeboy.
Yeah.
You got a homeboy. Cousin.
Yeah.
Listen.
He got wait, bodies on too?
Wait a second. That doesn't make you related. How you say I got a homeboy?
A homeboy is not your, that's not it, bruh.
Right. So, haunted homes, right?
Y'all remember all these haunted houses we did?
Bro, we did a whole season. I mean, we went to all these different haunted homes that families still lived in. And to provide what? Like paranormal clarity, comfort.
You remember resolve? That one time? When that ghost kicked that little baby off that tricycle.
Yeah.
The ghost definitely kicked.
Yeah, in North Carolina.
Yep, North Carolina.
Yep.
And we brought in the person and she tried to pray over me.
Yeah.
No, like literally over you though.
So she's like, she got a lighter mic than I did. She was like, no, God, I got something to say too. This was nice, but I got another prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all were like, y'all were having prayer battles.
We were. It was like a rap battle.
I thought I heard her curse.
In your prayer.
Wow.
I mean, that spot was kind of demonic if you think about it, man. That was a really haunted place, man. And I couldn't imagine what it would be like to live in a haunted space. You know what I'm saying?
So let's go on to the story of Lizzie Borden. She was a woman tried and acquitted for the August 4th, 1892 axe murders of her father and stepmother in Fall River, Massachusetts. I mean, no one else was charged for the murders, and despite being hated by the other residents after being found not guilty, she actually spent the rest of her life in Fall River. Actor Chloe 70 visited her house to prepare for a role playing Borden and experienced paranormal activity while staying there. Man, that's crazy. But y'all didn't know this, though. The murder happened in broad daylight.
Damn! Broad daylight?
Daylight, bro. At one of the busiest times, you know, with horses and street traffic. Y'all got to remember, this was back in 1800s.
What did she allegedly do?
Her father, Andrew, and stepmother, Abby Borden, were butchered to death with a hatchet as Abby was cleaning upstairs in her bedroom and Andrew was actually asleep on the couch downstairs.
You know what? If I got my head chopped off, I would want it to be on my couch while I was asleep.
Because you already comfortable.
And you ain't going to just cut my head off while I'm awake. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's the only way that you can really do that to me. And then how the heck is she going to kill Abby? And Abby was the only one cleaning up. That's why she got caught the first time. Because, see, if she would have killed, she probably killed Abby first, right? Because she was cleaning. Then she went down and cut and killed her daddy, right?
Wow, Detective Harvey.
Yeah, the mind of a serial killer.
I'm just saying. If I would do it.
That's how you would have did it.
I would have said, hey, Abby, go downstairs and clean that up. Or you next. And then she would have been next. And then I would have just cleaned one site versus having to clean two sites.
Efficiency.
You see what I'm saying?
Man, we got to get back to this.
Come on, man. That's funny.
You know what's even more creepy, though? The house today still has the same furniture, the original hardware, and the doors are still intact. It's a tourist attraction. Can y'all believe that? Even the artifacts from the murder case are displayed from the double murder.
Dang. They just kept the furniture and stuff in there. That's wild. That's wild. I thought I was cheap.
But that's a different level.
That's a different level.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all know that y'all could actually stay there too?
What?
Yeah, you like can stay there.
Like over like a haunted B&B?
Hey, listen, they even give you the same breakfast that she had. You know how crazy that is. Hey, right. Hey, hey. You want to taste the taste of death. That's crazy, man.
Man, but does it ever like bother y'all that like it's almost like we're glorifying someone's worst day and worst experience? So like you're looking at like Lizzie Borden house. It's an interesting story. Everyone's intrigued by it. But damn, man, dude really got his head chopped off on his couch. And now you got people coming 80 years later, like, taking selfies on it. Like,
it's two sides. It's wild. Because, like, you got some people who care about the bottom line, like the dollar amount. Because you know you can really see it. Bro, you can imagine how much money you'd make off that property.
Listen, bro, I'm telling y'all, bro, if something ever happened to me, God forbid, I want y'all to make every dollar.
Every dollar?
Okay. I want y'all to do a Ghost Brothers special.
You know, we're going
to
do a search of. Yeah. We're going to do a hologram.
Do a hologram. Gotcha.
A whole season.
We will get our GED. We will get every dollar.
Get every dollar.
Please sell t-shirts with my face on it in the public.
All right. We want to hear from you listeners. If you have a creepy story to tell or a paranormal experience, please leave a voice note and let us know at ghostbrotherspodcast.com.
But check out a creepy story that we have for you right here from Gretchen Mann in Georgia.
About 10 years ago, I was with a group that went to South Pittsburgh, Tennessee to investigate a hospital there, you know, an old hospital. It's closed down. We're investigating, and I was paired up with our head investigator and a couple of other people. His name is Ed, and Ed had just had hip surgery not long ago, and he was walking with a cane. When he walked, it was very slow, and the sound it made was ka-clunk, ka-clunk, ka-clunk. I said, I wonder if Ed and the guys are up yet. And no sooner did I say that did we hear Ed coming down the hall in that cane, ka-clunk, 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 all the way down the hall. We went out there pretty quickly, and so we ran to the nurse's station. No Ed. Did not see him. Had no idea where he went. So we turned on our monitors to see where Ed was, see if we could see him on any of our cameras. And I think that's what we experienced. Ed said he'd been upstairs with the guys for about 30 minutes and that he was not downstairs in the hallway.
Yo, that's wild, because I think we actually investigated that same building, bro. Old South Pittsburgh Hospital.
Oh, bro, that place was stupid.
Remember we investigated, we were on like, I want to say one of the upper floors, and that like the ball started randomly moving at the end of the hallway. Remember we were all lined up in the hall doing that group investigation?
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, it was some weird and eerie energy in Old South Pittsburgh. So like, Gretchen, we feel you. Once again, that's ghostbrotherspodcast.com. Please leave us a voice note around a minute long, and make sure it's creepy.
Yeah, man. And you genuinely might hear yourself on this podcast. Plus, make sure you give us a review and leave some comments. Because you know what? A 5-star review from you means another season for us.
All right, gentlemen, it is that time of the show. Quiz mania. How about we play this little game, right? Haunted homes worldwide. Wow. I'm going to test your knowledge on the paranormal creepy homes around the globe. And you have to guess which country, or better still, what city, town, or region this house is located. If you guess a country, you get 1 point. And a specific area, 2 points. You get it?
I think so.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, guys. A woman called Sarah Pardee Winchester built a mansion to appease spirits. Where is this place located?
San Jose, California.
Winchester House, California, West Coast.
I don't know which one of you answered first.
That was me.
But you know which answer is right and which answer is not right?
I know. I know the Winchester is right.
So that's 5 points.
That's the house.
That's 5 points. Because I gave you the house.
You asked, where is it?
Because you're just telling me how to do my point system. 1 point deducted. Okay. Good job, Juwan. And Dalen, you do get a point. So you're out of the doghouse. You're only at -3 right now.
You're working my way up, baby.
You're working your way up. Juwan, you're at 3 points, I believe. All right, guys. And we do know, and you know what's funny about that Winchester house? Y'all remember when we went to the Winchester house?
I do. Mm-hmm. That was a good episode.
That was a great episode. Season 2, you guys got to go check out Ghost Brothers, the first iteration of Ghost Brothers. We went to the Winchester house. Me and Dalen were actually doing an investigation. And I had some paper. Like, so they, no, I had rope, right?
Let's it was be honest, rope. I got lost and y'all were trying to come find me.
We were trying to come find you. And I was like, you know what? Because he got lost, we need to make sure we don't get lost.
Right.
So I had a rope to where our beginning spot was.
Mm-hmm.
Dalen, what'd you do?
I followed you.
With what else in your hand?
Hey, bro, you bringing up old stuff.
Oh, now I'm bringing up old stuff. Because I'm bringing up old stuff, that's a point taken away from you now.
Nah, bro, that's funny. You were putting the rope down to retrace your steps. Dalen was following you, picking the rope up.
Picking the rope up. We getting even more lost, man. That's crazy.
He just had care for the property.
Listen, either you're going to clean up or you're going to recycle. You got to do either or. Either or.
But both, you got to pick up that rope.
Both ends up with that rope in your hand, baby.
Okay, got you. All right, guys. Next question. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Where is the House of Death?
Definitely Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Let's go with, it's East Coast, so I got to go with maybe like Pennsylvania?
Both of you guys are wrong, but it was New York.
Oh!
New York, yes. New York, New York, big city of dreams. They also have the House of Death. That's a brownstone off of Fifth Avenue. It's reported to be terrorized by 22 ghosts, bro.
Whoa.
22 ghosts. Residents claim to have seen a lady in white and even a gray cat. When you see a gray cat ghost, that's when you know you're spot hunted. Because the ghosts even have pets. All right, next question, guys. What about the Castle of Good Hope?
Is that near the Cape of Good Hope? So South Africa.
Well, if it's a castle, I know it ain't in Atlanta. I'm gonna go with somewhere in England.
Daylan, I have never seen you get dominated in a game this much.
I would.
You're in the negative right now. And Juwan, that answer, of course, was right.
What?
He said, South Africa.
Ain't no way in hell you got that right.
The Good Hope gives it away.
Hey, no, man, it doesn't.
Built in the 17th century by the Dutch East Indian Company, the Castle of Good Hope is South Africa's oldest building, y'all.
Huh.
Okay, so let's see who won. All right. With a grand total of 4. Juwan, you have that.
How many points did I get?
Daylan, with a grand total of -5.
Cue the music. That was actually a pretty good game, Marcus. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, man. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we will see you in a bit. And when we get back, we will hear from Sam and Kobe.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. We are having a great time talking about Lizzie Borden and her creepy haunted homes on this episode.
I'm really, really interested to hear from Sam and Kobe.
Word?
Like, I want to hear what they had to say.
Man, just be patient. It is coming up. All right, all right, all right. Let's get into the interview. It's so great to be joined by Sam and Kobe, you know, YouTubers and a comedy duo that started their career on Vine, and now they're killing it on YouTube. They visit scary homes across the globe, from the haunted Saley House in their hometown in Kansas to as far as Dracula's Castle in Romania. Yo, how's it going, guys?
Of course,
thanks for having us.
Awesome. Man, so tell me, which one's who? We got Sam and we got Kobe.
I'm Kobe.
Kobe, all right.
I'm Sam, blonde one.
So what do you think, what would you say your first paranormal experience was?
Oh, the first one that really changed our lives was the Queen Mary. But when was that? Like 2017?
Yeah, 2017. Have you ever heard of the Queen Mary in Long Beach?
Yeah, I have.
That place is crazy. I mean, right now they had this room, so room B340, it was shut down for 30 plus years because of all the weird happenings in there. Like a bunch of people died and they were just like, yo, we don't want this liability.
Right.
And then they finally opened it back up and we got in there within the first week of it being shut down for so long. And yeah, we had one of those nights that makes you think, wow, there really is something else out there. And that made us be like, okay, we got to dive deeper into this.
Yeah. Man, they say the Queen Mary is like one of the most haunted places in LA. How would you describe the activity for you? Was it more kind of like demonic? Would you say it's more like a poltergeist? How would you feel like you were, what you were encountering?
What's kind of interesting about it is when we first got there, we kind of thought the place was like full of crap because we were investigating for like 8 hours and 100%. Nothing was happening on anything, whatever. And it was actually like right when we were about to pack up and leave, we were standing up, turned off the camera, turned off all the lights and everything. And the water faucet just turned on randomly in the bathroom. And so, yeah, we ended up staying there for like an hour and a half, like trying to like contact whatever, you know, just did that. And we think it was probably something sort of on the demonic side since it was talking about like God and like not turning to him and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it was more of like a trickster type of spirit, but it was one of those moments that was so surreal and we had never done anything like paranormal to this extent before.
Right. Like, it's so crazy. It's wild. Like, we had an experience and we were investigating in the kitchen and literally randomly, like, the stove turns on, like, out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, now you're having like this question of like, our safety at this point. Like, okay, the ghost could be a trickster, but like, yo, you're turning on the stove and like, we don't know what's happening. You know what I mean? And then you have the crew and they're like, yo, I've never seen anything like this happen before. So like, when you start to get people corroborating the story, you're like, yo, this is some wild stuff, right? Like, when it's not just you.
I mean, like, for such a long time, we were complete skeptics and we had been for many, many years, which is why we kind of didn't really do the paranormal side. We just did the abandoned side.
Yeah.
But now it's like over and over and over again, people are like, why do you believe? And it's like, because there's so many of those experiences that are just truly unexplainable that you can't debunk it. No matter how logical you want to be, it's just impossible.
Yeah. And it's like almost everybody you encounter has like one story, but like they're afraid to share it just because it's like nobody wants to be labeled.
Yeah.
And it only takes that one story, like spark an interest in like a whole career. Like if it wasn't for that Queen Mary night, like we probably wouldn't be here today.
You guys would probably stick with like abandoned places more so than like haunted.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was that curiosity and wanting to experience something like that again that made us pursue it every single week.
Yeah,
I like what you said, man. Like everyone has a story type of thing. I think that's like the best part about the paranormal is we've really realized that, like you said, everyone has that deep down that they want to talk about, but they're not sure if it's okay to like talk about. And so doing this and shedding like a more public light on the paranormal and just like getting into the what ifs, it like connects a lot of people. I think it brings a lot of people together to like talk about, okay, what is out there? Mm-hmm. What is after this life? It's really cool stuff to talk about.
Yeah, no, like that's real, man. Cause it's just about like kind of pushing this conversation forward, right? It provides like some purpose to what we're doing. And I think that's always cool. I think that's really dope.
For sure.
I know you guys are starting to explore like some haunted locations globally, right? Like where are some places you're looking to go? And have you been, honestly?
The last trip that we took internationally was actually to the Ukraine and Romania. And so we hit Dracula's Castle.
Transylvania?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Tell me about it.
It was awesome. It was just, it was different than like our core videos because this time we weren't like really dealing with, you know, a demonic entity or ghost or whatever, but we were dealing with a mythical sort of vampire creature thing, which it was just like a cool spin off of like our normal videos, but we loved it. Super haunted spot for sure.
Yeah. I always wanted to kind of check out, there's this haunted island in Italy. I can't remember the name of it. It's like Pagia.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I can't remember how to pronounce it, but definitely want to go there. We did Rose Hall in Jamaica. That was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's some like voodoo stuff, huh?
Extremely.
I don't know if like mess with the voodoo.
they called her like a witch or something, man. Like she was killing the slaves on the property, and but like making them, she was sleeping with them and killing them, and they say that she was burying them on the property. It was a whole backstory that kind of made that place extremely creepy. Like one of the most haunted locations we've been to, easily.
Wow. One spot we were looking at going to this year, not globally, but we've never been to like Savannah, Georgia. If you guys are over in Atlanta, have you guys hit that?
Yes. Yes.
Any recommendations?
Oh, Savannah, the whole town's haunted. I mean, you can just go ahead and take a camera and walk through the city. I'm going to be honest. Like, that's just Savannah. Yeah. we did, man, Sorrel Weed House. That was a good one. That was like where our pilot episode was. Man, they got a bunch of different places out in Savannah, man. We usually go to Savannah every year.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Romania, though. Like, so tell me about any personal experiences you guys either had. Sam, I'll let you go first.
Oh, my gosh. Romania. So we actually just went in and out just for Dracula's Castle.
Okay.
We brought along our buddy from high school, who's also a hardcore skeptic. And so what we did, it was a little bit far-fetched. We went to this haunted spot, like right outside of where Dracula's Castle is, Transylvania area. And it was called like the Witch's Pond. And apparently that is where Vlad the Impaler, who is the real Dracula, got executed. And so that water is supposed to be cursed. And so for the first time ever, I think documented, we took the haunted witch's pond water to Dracula's Castle to try to summon whatever was in there.
Come on,
it was pretty, pretty demonic stuff. But was really cool was our buddy, who like genuinely did not believe. By the end of the night, he was so freaked out that he was like dripping sweat. And like, he talks about that moment for, to this day.
Sheesh.
Like just this, it is, it's pretty amazing.
What about you, Kobe?
I mean, honestly, like our last video that we posted, the Sally House was absolutely insane for us. We had something that was comparable to the Queen Mary, like happening that we experienced, to where like, it was something that we like sat with even to this day. I think about it where I was like, how did this happen? But essentially what happened is we were all downstairs, like throwing a birthday party for Sally, whatever. And this like magic eight ball that we were like using at like the top of the stairs ended up rolling down somehow. We're not sure if it was because maybe like a draft of some sort, or like, like AC on, or like it was in the other room.
You've held like an eight ball, right? Though, like it's decently heavy. Like it's not just, you know, wind is going to blow it over. So that's why we were so confused.
Yeah.
We're like, how is this coming down the stairs during this birthday party for little kids? And, you know, eight ball is usually a little kid toy.
Right. I think I saw that episode, man. You guys also had something happen with the doll, like one of the dolls, like it was in the corner and it reacted to like the paranormal equipment.
Yeah, which we're not really sure like what to really think about that, because the lady that we were with was using like a Geiger counter, which is more so for like radiation stuff. So I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Exactly like the credibility on that. But it was super interesting to see that specific doll only would light up. But
right.
What's scary about our experience there is like towards the end of the night, Sam and I went to the basement because we ended up knowing like our viewers would want to see us at least attempt to investigate down there before we ended the night. And there was a pentagram that's kind of like etched out there. Like they repainted over it. And Sam and I both ended up like standing on it and like saying like, all right, we're ready. Like, let's see like what happens. If there's any like demon or any spirit here, like now's the chance. And ever since then, like our videos from this, like since the Sally House, have been like crazier and crazier. Like something from there ended up following us. But
you guys did the Lizzie Borden home too, right?
Yeah, that's one of our favorite spots really of all time.
That's wild, right? You got the woman who was acquitted, what was it, back in like 1892?
Something like that.
Yeah, for axe murders of her father and her stepmother back in Massachusetts. Yo, that's like
Lizzie Borden is really cool. Oh, we love all the true crime mixed with the paranormal side. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting how that all goes down, because, you know, with crime and murder, there's so much trauma that sometimes it gets left up at the place itself. And Lizzie Borden, it's such an interesting story because it's the unsolved mystery. And what's interesting is one of the buddies of ours that we bring on all these trips is a cousin of Lizzie Borden. like a descendant of the actual axe murderer. And we go back and forth with stories with them all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting. But yeah, Lizzie Borden was one of the first times we had brought a medium along with us.
Okay.
And you know, to be quite honest, didn't really believe in mediums before this year. I was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. People can make really good predictions. Great.
Right. Right.
And then at the Lizzie Borden house, there was just so many things that were just so spot on about the medium. Like she'd be like, all right, like right now, let's say, you know, she has some device that's not going off. And then she'll be like, okay, well, it's actually right here in this corner of the room, and put the device there, and it would go berserk. And it's just that times 10 everywhere in every room, where we saw balls get passed back and forth to us. It was just so incredible that, I don't know, Lizzie Borden is definitely on the highest of our lists.
You guys, sure. Kobe, you guys stayed the night at the home?
Yeah, we ended up sleeping there.
Yeah, how was that overnight experience?
Well, see, that's what's interesting is like, and I feel like us paranormal investigators don't get to like talk about this that often is, you know, we film an hour video, but you're there for 12 hours. Mm. So it's like, what happens when you turn off the camera for that other hours of nothing?
I mean, your cameras have to charge eventually, right? Like at a certain point, like you're going to run out of time.
Right. So we were with three of our girlfriends. And so they were all terrified to like sleep alone. Mm-hmm. So I think we ended up, I forgot exactly who's
you volunteered,
but we all definitely like buddied up.
we pulled all the mattresses into one room and just had a big slumber party.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is so terrifying.
Oh my gosh, man. This has been awesome, guys. I really want to give you an opportunity. Like, tell me what's going on next, what you guys got going for the Sam and Kobe brand.
We're starting season one, The Attachment,
nice,
based on the Sally story. And our finale is at the infamous Stanley Hotel. So get ready for that.
We got season two coming up. We've already hit a couple of spots in the most haunted hotels. And we are thinking about going down into New Orleans and with the voodoo and the spooky side of that as well. So that's going to be a whole different realm that we haven't tapped into.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I look forward to checking it out. Where can we find you social media wise? You guys on all platforms?
Yeah, on all platforms at Sam and Colby. We'll be there.
Man, what nice fellas, man. What was it like talking with them?
Bro, it was super cool, actually. Young cats doing like what we was doing when we first got started. You know what I mean? It was like best friends going to these haunted locations just trying to see what they can find. It's dope because they offer levity as well.
I tell people all the time, man, like I've had a lot of wild, wild jobs. Car wash. But what none of my jobs were my friends except for this one, man.
Bro, we worked together in the food delivery business.
Oh, yeah, we did. Well, never mind, guys. I guess all my jobs were my friends.
The whole point is cut that off. We definitely delivered food together in college.
Listeners, we do want to hear from you. It's the best part of our show, hearing your tales. Record and send us a voice memo to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. That is ghostbrotherspodcast.com. We want to hear your spooky, ghostly, or even paranormal experiences.
Also, please review and rate us with 5 stars.
You better give us that 5.
I need that. I need all 5.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining the trio. And remember to subscribe to your favorite podcast. And if you forgot which one that is, it's the one you're listening to, baby.
It's the Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
We'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe. We gonna miss y'all.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Crystal Genesis. Our associate producer is Chloe Chobel. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Abanovich. Concept by Odalia Rubin and Shara Morris. Our engineers are Mark Bush and Lila Williams.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.